India has relied primarily on military means to deal with the threat it sees in Pakistan, and vice versa. In recent months, the two nations have been trying for a diplomatic solution. A round of peace talks, the first in 2.5 years, ended today. Both countries promised to continue the dialogue after India's national elections in April. And the two governments issued a joint statement reiterating their commitment to settling their outstanding issues, even the disputed region of Kashmir, which has triggered 2 of the 3 wars between India and Pakistan. Miranda Kennedy reports from Islamabad, the site of this week's negotiations.
Talks between the nuclear neighbors culminated today with a meeting between the country's foreign secretaries in Islamabad. The top-level diplomats laid out an aggressive and systematic timetable for further meetings, promising to address the most crucial issues early on in the process, which will end in an August summit. Masood Khan is spokesperson for Pakistan's foreign ministry.
We are looking for a solution which can ensure and guarantee peace and stability in the region, justice for the people of Kashmir, and also a secure future for the people of South Asia. There is a new momentum. This momentum must be maintained.
That momentum comes largely from public opinion. Perhaps more than ever before, people on both sides are tired of the war, or near war, that has characterized India-Pakistan relations for over half a century. There are also compelling economic reasons for peace. Both countries fall well below the 100 mark on the Human Development Index, which ranks countries according to social indicators. Yet India and Pakistan are among the 15 highest military spenders in the world.
The people in South Asia generally believe now that their region is being left behind.
Khurshid Mahmood Kasori is Pakistan's foreign minister.
When you don't have conditions of peace and stability, it takes the mind away from real issues, and also it makes the capital flee. We are prepared to demonstrate political will and flexibility. Let's hope that the Indians show a similar amount of flexibility. If they do, there will be peace.
In recent months, India and Pakistan initiated a series of confidence-building measures, starting by reopening diplomatic and travel links. In January, Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee agreed to discuss the divided region of Kashmir, while Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf promised not to support terrorism against India. Although India has traditionally been reluctant to discuss the issue of Kashmir, today's announcement put it at the top of the agenda for when foreign secretaries next meet, in May or June. The two countries also agreed to give priority to a discussion on nuclear restraint, a major concern of the international community since India and Pakistan went nuclear in 1998. Indian defense analyst Raja Menon says it's essential to address the nuclear issue.
Today, the nuclear narrative has run far more dangerous and complex because the arsenals have become bigger. There are more rockets. There's more structures which have been created. The need for talks on nuclear has grown even more urgent today than they did in 98.
Today, diplomats agreed to make moves on the big issues dogging India-Pakistan relations. The next few months will prove whether the two nations are able to emerge from the burden of history. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Islamabad.